weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Bar Hill was 50 years old earlier this year and will be celebrating its Golden Jubilee this Saturday. And Roger Hall is chair of the Bar Hill Residents Association, is here to tell us a little bit more about it. Good afternoon, Roger. Thank you for coming in.
It's a pleasure.
So give us a little bit of a history lesson, because there's a lot of us, and I guess unfortunately myself is probably included here. We think Bar Hill, we think large supermarket, and that's kind of it. But there's a thriving community there as well, isn't there?
Very thriving. A very successful community, and this is what people don't see. The majority of people who come to Bar Hill, all they see is Tesco's. Instead of carrying on towards Tesco's, if they turn left, because the road goes all the way around the village, and it is a very attractive drive around the village. And Bar Hill is probably the only surviving community built on the Radburn Principle.
And what's the Radburn Principle?
Well, it derives from a town in New Jersey, USA. And it was sort of invented by, I can't remember his name now, an academic at Harvard. And what it was, a new community where a road would go around the village and spurs, in other words, cul-de-sacs, go from it. And it was envisaged that nobody... You could not cross the village from one side to the other. So if I go, even now, from, say, Acorn Avenue to Otter Close, I've got to go all the way around instead of going through. And so it was supposed to be pedestrian and, I suppose, today, cyclist safe.
Do you think it is?
Yes. Yeah. It's very successful.
And how long, when did you move in?
November the 5th, 1969. I also remember it was bonfire night.
Oh, goodness. So that's like a good 48 or so years ago.
It is, yes.
So almost for all of the 50 years.
Yeah.
And change over that time, it must have changed tremendously.
Oh, enormous, because at that time, the phase one was completed. That's 130 houses where we live now. Phase two was mostly complete. And that's so that became... 60 houses, 90 houses, Partridge Drive hadn't been built by then. But between the two, there was a great gap. There was actually a cornfield and a precinct where there was probably about a dozen shops, most of which were unoccupied. So, you walk through the countryside from one end of the village to another, and it was thought at that time the best way of creating a village community was to develop the village in separate phases rather than continue. And so the people would actually walk from one end and from the other and meet in the middle.
I guess it's the kind of feeling that you went through on Bonfire Night all those years ago, that people, not necessarily now, but they would have felt this moving into Camborne a few years ago, and will begin to feel as the new developments, which we hear so much about. Mm. We were talking about that bus service earlier on, serving some of the new community areas that are being built up around. Is it that same sort of feeling that people are getting now that you had once upon a time?
It's more planned now. At the beginning of Bar Hill, it wasn't planned, because the entire community really was created by the efforts of a handful of people. In other words, the playgroup, the church, and a whole list of village institutions.
And that's interesting, because when we get a release in from a developer or the council, perhaps, they are... They're saying things like, it will contain a school, it will contain shops, yeah, there will be facilities for this, that and the other. But you're saying it had to be built pretty much from the ground up, as it were, by the residents themselves.
Yes, very much so. I mean, there were shops. The developers built shops. It was anticipated there would be a church, but what sort of church wasn't...
I guess you have to work out which religion people are.
Well, yes, it's become an ecumenical church.
Right. See,
that became because of the efforts of a handful of people. And all the other parts... All right, a lot of the village clubs and societies met actually in the school to begin with. And one of them, the church and others, actually met in the in the workmen's huts. We've got photographs of children being baptised in the workmen's huts.
Oh, my goodness.
So it was a community which grew from bottom upwards.
And how much of that is going to be celebrated this weekend at the event?
Well, what we've tried to do is to celebrate the 50 years, but also remind people of this is a village which has grown up because of the efforts of its people. In other words, with the Village Magazine, which is now going out, there's a bookmark, and on the back I've written a timeline of the main developments in the village.
Oh, that's excellent. And the event itself, I guess people who live in Bar Hill are going to know exactly where it is. But for those who don't, when and where?
We have a very large village green, and the village green can be approached from various directions. And so really, if you look at the village green, the centre village, you take a turning, say, towards the church or towards the library and so, or the school. In other words, the path will lead from there onto the village green.
Oh, wow. And what sort of things will people find once they get there?
Oh, there's 40-odd stalls. There'll be a number of food outlets. There'll be cream teas. There'll be a beer festival in the village hall. Oh, you name it.
That sounds pretty good. And this event, is this an annual event anyway?
This is an annual event on the first Saturday in July every year. It's the big village fete. And the culmination of this is a pop concert in the evening. So it's the music starts at 5 and groups come on from 6 till 11, and this goes on until midnight. Now it depends on the weather how many people stay after midnight.
I'd actually need to check here if I got my long term forecast up yet for what's can I get one that goes as far as the weekend?
Yes.
I hope it's fine. There we go. Friday to Sunday. There we go. That's what you need. Becoming mostly dry, bright with winds moderating. That'll do, won't
it? That will absolutely do. Yes. I mean, the advantage there is if you get a very warm night, you can't get rid of people off the village green. They're still picnicking there at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, you kind of need a shower around about midnight just to make sure everybody goes home.
Yeah. But it's a very, very big occasion.
Well, it sounds absolutely great. I could talk forever well about the history of Bar Hill. We might have to get you back in again at some other point.
Well, what I'm doing now, I mean, I've still got the old edition, which I'm hoping to sell a few on Saturday, is I've written Bar Hill, A Social History. Now, I say 1949, because 1949 was when it was first muted for a village in Cambridgeshire to relieve the pressure on Cambridge City. But, of course, that didn't materialise until several years later. But, I mean, this is the whole development of Bar Hill and what came before. Now, I'm now bringing that up to date. It's quite a thick volume.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Roger, you're booked already. When the project is brought up to date, you'll be very welcome indeed to come back again.
But if anyone wants wants a copy now of the present edition, they're available from me, and they're £10 a copy.
OK, can you pick them up on Saturday?
They will be on sale on Saturday.
Perfect. Yeah. That's great. Well, Roger, thank you.
My pleasure.
Very much indeed. Roger Hall is chair of the Bar Hill Residents Association, telling us about the Golden Jubilee Village Fete taking place on the green in Bar Hill this coming Saturday. It's 5:42 now.